This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
I think I figured out another way, Chris. Another one in the books?
No. It's not in the books yet. We just started.
Can you play that commercial again? Can you do that? This is the 30-second commercial?
No, don't do it. Don't do it. He just wants to hear his name again, Chris.
No, it's not my name. I don't even think my name's on the commercial. Is it?
He's running his voice.
Really? Brian?
Is it? Let me hear it.
You think your name is not in... you know what? You know what's funny, Tammy?
What, Chris?
Is there are people who like to hear themselves talk.
Yes.
And then there are people who like to not only hear themselves talk, but like to hear their name.
Yes, there are, and he is one of those.
Oh, look, the phone's already ringing. Yeah, dial 441-3000 to win some money. And 727-441-3000. We're giving away money at the
are
show.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh.
Whatever Ingrid pays us today, that's what we're giving away.
Wow.
Wow. I guess
I'm
not going to be having anybody raising hands because Brian Cash would be giving the money out.
I got to tell you what happened, though. Like, what happened, to be real, I really, from a psychological standpoint.
Oh, no.
I'm going to analyze myself.
Wait. Isn't that for us to do, Brian?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Really?
Yes.
Like, can't we do
can
that?
We get,
that
yes. job? Can we get Nick on the line from Fantastic Sam's? Do you have his number?
Yes.
I need to, like, because what happened, I was, like, into the moment doing the commercial, right? And then, like he said, hearing my name. I got to tell you something. I lost humility.
Oh, did you?
Did you ever have it, though?
Never, ever.
I had it for a second there. And I realized I was, like, blowing my own horn. Like, you ever hear when someone says, tooting your own horn?
So yeah.
Then I dropped Nick off, and I think Nick was kind of upset with me.
I think you need to just say, do you hear Brian Cash?
Mm-hmm.
When you said tooting your own horn, just said Brian Cash.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyhow, so what I want to do is... apologize to my followers.
Oh, really? let's see. I have to watch what I say. He's being so sensitive recently that he says I attack him.
She attacks me more than I attack her, I would say.
That's hilarious. But in his world, that's the truth.
Really?
Yes.
Is it comedy, like, hour today, Brian?
Just like yes. In your world, you have humility.
You know what a good definition for humility is? Is that I don't think less of myself. I just think of myself less. That's a really good definition for humility.
That's a good definition.
Right? It's not that, because it's not humiliation or like you just don't think less of yourself because you still have confidence in yourself, but you just think of yourself less. Think of others.
That is true.
How'd I do? Now back to being
it's
me.
It's all, you have good words.
Yeah.
<Huh? laughs> You have great words.
I would wish you would back them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Do you know what my dad would say?
What?
Walk the walk, don't talk the talk. Since you are such a cliche king.
Well, I've been known to take long walks or short periods.
I wish that were true.
You haven't taken very many.
How did you get here?
No, not at all.
Apparently, you haven't taken one in quite some time.
Probably forgot how to do it.
I resemble that remark.
Oh, my gosh.
I got jokes today to tell, too, and they're all funny, of course, because I made them up myself.
Of course. Yes.
Yes. And I'm going to be at a comedy show. They're going to hire me to work a comedy show.
Stop lying to the people.
What comedy show, Brian?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be at
Sunset and US 19. I'm going to...
At the corner. You'll have a billboard.
Yeah, they have a thing where you can walk up and they have open mic.
Yes, it's called Open Mic Night at our new client, by the way, which is the Sunset Bar and Grill.
Right, so I'm going to do that.
Oh, are you? You're going to go on open mic night.
Yes, and I'm going to tell my jokes. You're going
to... Oh, sure, we're going to be there. Because this gonna is going to be funny.
Almost,
yes, we're going to record this.
Right, we don't have the night set up.
No?
We're going to record it. Not only are we going to be there.
And I'm going to make fun of Ingrid. I'm going to have jokes. Ingrid's going to be the butt of all my jokes.
Oh,
all
right. My gosh.
You will both be on YouTube.
And Chris, too.
Yes.
So, and Scott. We're going to make Scott the... he's the professor.
I'll be the straight man.
Yeah. Literally.
If you just tuned into 106.1 FM or 1340 AM, this is the Tan Talk Radio Network, the Brian Cash Show. If you want to join the conversation, call in on Pinellas at 727-441-3000. If you're outside Pinellas, call toll-free at 866-826-1340.
Oh, yes, we need to discuss that. This is no longer the Brian Cash Show, just by the way.
I never said there was.
We're changing it. Now the BCC show.
I was thinking, I was comparing myself to Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? Seriously. KFC. Do we? Like KFC, right? Changed from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC.
Yeah.
Why can't Brian Cash Claus change to BCC? I mean, we're similar.
Not at all.
Right?
I think it can. I think it should.
There you go. We have our first caller, Chris.
Yeah, we got Fernando's on line one, our caterer today. Thank you, Bayshore Breeze Market. Fernando, are you there?
I'm here.
Fernando.
Why don't we show his sandwiches on the camera? You know, we have cameras
awesome.
In this.
Can you
do that?
You?
The producer of the show, Scott?
Absolutely.
But I noticed that the pork is made from what?
Man, we marinate that pork for 3 days in mojo and sour oranges from a tree.
And
then we cook it for 8 hours.
Mojo is so good.
Was it good, Ed?
So
did you like it?
So you make the mojo himself.
Yeah, this is the best pork you'll ever eat. And I challenge anybody to find a better Cuban sandwich than that. I grew up in Ybor City by the Columbia restaurant and Sebring sandwich shop.
Oh.
There is no better Cuban sandwich than that.
I agree with
what you're eating right there.
That is the best Cuban I've ever
Absolutely.
Had.
That's fantastic. And the bread comes from the Segunda Central. That's the oldest bakery probably in Florida. It started in 1905 in Ybor City, and it's still there, and they ship bread all over the country today.
Oh, how awesome is that?
And it's delicious. Yep. I was going to say something about the bread. This is Scott. How you doing, Fernando?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Thank you for making Bayshore Breeze the official caterer today. Best Cuban I've ever had, folks. If you've never had the Cuban at Bayshore Breeze, give them your address, Fernando. Tell them where you're at.
2600 Bayshore Boulevard, which is basically on the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew. Right down from Caladese Island, from the
right
beach.
There on the causeway,
right down the big mobile.
And man, that pulled pork is great. The ham, the cheese. I'm gonna hold it up now. If you're out there and you're watching on 1340, tantalk1340.com. We have the webcam on, so I'm gonna hold up this sandwich while you talk.
You hold it up, and you just you send anybody over here. Tell them to ask for Fernando. I'm here every day, and I'll make sure that they're totally satisfied, guaranteed.
Yeah, really. I mean, you could tell that it was freshly sliced pork.
Oh, yeah.
It's moist.
It's like pulled pork, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like
yes.
that. Like, usually, a lot of times, they'll put ham on something.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, but a real Cuban is made with pork.
Pork. Mm-hmm. It's roasted pork. Slow roasted
That's
pork.
That's a real Cuban sandwich. Like, yes. It's ham, mustard, ham, pork, Swiss cheese, pickles, pressed. That's it. Have a nice day.
Yep.
All right.
Find one with salami in it. That happened 100 years ago. Some Italian had a truckload of salami he needed to sell, and he sold it to some Cubans in Tampa, and they put salami in it.
It was 100 years ago.
Since then, they stopped.
Awesome.
My wife just came home from, went to visit Cuba with my son, and she had a Cuban sandwich, and she said this one was far better.
Awesome.
So how about that?
That is great.
How did the Cuban name originally originate?
How did what?
I'm sorry, what?
How did it be called the Cuban sandwich? Does anybody know where that origin?
I have no idea, but that's a good question. Maybe one somebody computer-wise can look it up.
Google.
Google, because I got one of those phones that can do everything. I don't know.
We're going to find out. That is a good question.
All right, guys. Listen, thanks for having me on the air. You guys enjoy your lunch and have a great day, okay?
Thanks so much, Fernando, over at the Bayshore Breeze.
You got it.
You're the best, bye-bye. Fernando.
Take it easy, Brian. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we had the guy from the yogurt the yogurt company on Tampa Road in U.S. 9.
It's the yogurt factory.
Yeah, he had called, and he's going to place a coupon in the book. And he did it over the phone. He told me, can you take the email, like take the information over the phone and then just email the changes to Tracy?
Are we really talking about this on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's talk about Bayshore Breeze some more.
Okay.
They are located at 2600 Bayshore Boulevard, on which is basically alternate 19. And they phone number is 727-286-8974. And they have a variety of sandwiches, which actually are all fresh made to order. And it's in and out for lunch, guys. You got to check it out.
Very good. And everything is made, I wish, hot, fresh, grilled to order.
Not even just that, but like he said, that is marinated. They cook that for hours and hours before they even pull the pork to make the sandwiches. So that's a preparation that takes place the day before.
Right. And that's, and like once you bite into it, you know.
Oh, yeah. It really is good.
You wonder why sometimes, like, I go to some places, like, they use frozen food, like, you know.
That just happened to us recently. We won't mention where, but.
Yeah. And why would they do that? Like, why don't they? Because they don't want
you,
it to go bad, or is it?
No,
keep it fresh?
It's actually more convenient. You know, it takes less time, but it's definitely not the genuine article. But a lot of restaurants do that these days. A lot of them. Hmm. I mean, they just order things, and that's why a lot of their food honestly tastes the same, I think, at some places, mm-hmm. because it's all just frozen stuff that everybody's using
right.
from the same company.
From the same company, right.
Right.
So what do you think of the sandwich there, Miss Ingrid?
I think the sandwich is excellent. And we had a question about the Cuban sandwich, and on Wikipedia here, we find that the Cuban sandwich was brought here by the Cubans in the late 1800s and the early 1900s to Florida. And it is, yes, a cheese ham sandwich with pulled pork, and it is pressed. All you have is a mustard and a mm-hmm. mayo mix with Swiss cheese, pickles, no lettuce, no mm-hmm. salami, no, none of that's in there, guys.
No.
So all of you who go and have Cuban sandwiches, we will let Tammy tell you where you would have an original Cuban sandwich in the...
It's Bayshore Breeze, and it's located, again, at 2600 Bayshore Boulevard, which is right on the corner. If you guys are going out to Honeymoon Island, it's right on the corner when you make that turn to go towards the beach. And they have a variety of tons of stuff in that store, believe it or not. You think, oh, it's a gas station. It is a gas station, but it is so much more. They have the restaurant inside. They have a Dunkin' Donuts inside. They have anything you could possibly need if you forgot your suntan lotion. Really, they have little surfboard. They have everything you could
so
think
like
of.
It's like a one-stop.
Yeah, one-stop mm-hmm. shop for everything that you could possibly think you need if you're going out to the beach or anywhere. But the food, like I said, for lunch, you're in and out. I mean, it's so
right.
fast.
Right. And you know, that's great. You get your basket, you pack mm-hmm. it up, you can get your drinks there, you can
oh,
get
yeah.
your snacks there, you can get your sandwiches to take to the beach.
And they also
And could
have,
you call ahead and order?
Oh, sure. And also, they have a large selection of wines.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll say this, too, because I used to live right up there. I used to live about a quarter mile from Bayshore Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
And I went... Probably on a 7-day week, I was probably there, I would say, 4 times a week.
Right.
whether it was for Dunkin' Donuts or whether it was for sandwiches. Here's the other thing that I don't think we mentioned. You can actually buy like a pound of ham or a pound
oh,
of
yeah.
cheese.
You sure
can. Buy, you know, you can go, instead of going to Publix, which now there's one right across the street.
Right.
You can get your deli meat and your, not just sandwiches made to order, but you mm-hmm. can actually order your deli meat there also.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they do carry the all famous boar's head. So they have the best.
Okay. So who's our next caller?
We have Ben on the line.
Ben, the hey, famous Ben. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
So you're going to talk about LBC today?
LCB.
LCB. That supply and trading company.
They have it backwards. It should be LBCC.
Oh, my gosh. We were just having this discussion, Ben. Brian just really likes to hear his name. We have decided this.
Hey,
yes.
Chris. Chris,
that's why he just said you should call your business LBCC.
My commercial. Yeah, I want Chris, Ben. You want to hear my radio commercial and tell me what you think of it?
Sure.
Yeah, it's about me today.
It really is. Ben just called to talk about LCB, and you're showing him a commercial.
I want to see what he thinks. Ben, I have a lot of respect for Ben.
Ben, I really wish you had been honest just then when Brian asked you if you wanted to hear it. Instead of saying, yeah, I want to hear it just to make him happy. I mean, it's okay. You can go ahead and tell him no, Brian. I have no interest in hearing your radio commercial.
And by the way, it's not a commercial. A commercial is a paid advertisement. This is a promo,
okay.
which is short for a promotional spot.
Oh, really? There is a difference.
Promo for your radio show, yes.
I never knew that.
Well,
Okay.
I never knew that. I always thought it was a commercial, but it is technically a promo.
We tried to tell you that last week, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
When you were listening to yourself talk for 45 minutes.
See, that's because he wasn't listening, Chris. He wasn't listening. Right. He was listening to himself.
Chris, he was too busy patting himself on the back.
The sad thing is, I don't know if Brian can reach that far to pat himself on the back.
The Brian Cash Claus Radio Show. More business for your business every Thursday at 2. 106.1 FM, 1340 AM. Local business owners, listen up. We direct more customers through your doors with a printed coupon book and radio show. More business for your business. Call 727-600-4889. That's 727-600-4889.
What did you think, Ben?
Not bad.
What was wrong?
Maybe the music in the back is a little too cheesy. But besides that, a little more excitement. Besides that, it was good.
A little more excitement. Play it again.
Brian, if we had a dollar. If we had a dollar for every time Scott and I sat here and said a little more excitement, Brian, when you were doing it last week, I wouldn't be here right now. Scott and I would be in the Bahamas because we would have an all expenses paid trip.
It doesn't sound exciting. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to it one more time.
It sounds intense.
What do you mean?
There's a difference between
intensity
exciting
is like
and,
rush now, like and, hurry up.
That's what I like.
I can tell.
So, Ben, there's no excitement in it?
There was. I just think a little more chipperness, a little
chipper. I like that.
Excited about what's going on and what you're talking about.
You know what? We're
going
to do a promo battle. That's yours. I'm going to do mine.
Hey, anyhow, then we're gonna can you please go to our next caller?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about LCB.
Can we talk about Ben's business?
No.
Ben is off the air.
He is now longer on my show. Take him out of the book.
Ben, I'm going to talk about your business. LCB?
LCB Pet Supplies.
Pet supplies and trading. Okay?
We're the only company that deals in used pet supplies. We have two locations, one here in Dunedin, and we just opened up a couple months ago up in Newport Richey on the corner of 54 and 7 Springs.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great.
We actually take in trades, so you can bring in, you know, used supplies you're not using, whether, you know, it's a dog crate that your dog grew out of. You bring it in, you get a credit store voucher, and you can use it in any of our locations.
Okay.
And we also take in rescued animals. So
that's
all of our
awesome.
Animals that we have in the store are animals that people surrendered to us for one reason or the other, and we find good homes for them. And when I say we find good homes for them, my wife, Arielle, is very adamant about who she adopts animals out to. Unfortunately, you have people out there that, you know, maybe want to get a rabbit to feed a different animal or... you know, the kids have come in with their parents and the parent wants to buy their 3-year-old a bunny rabbit. And, my wife just doesn't allow that to happen. You know, she makes sure they understand, what is involved in taking care of a pet, whether it's a rabbit, a guinea pig, or an exotic animal, like a wheel bearded dragons, or whether it's a monitor lizard or an iguana or something, a chameleon that takes a lot of special care. Mm-hmm. She makes sure that they really understand what it is going to take, take care of that animal before she just adopts it out. Especially, you know, with birds. So a lot of people don't understand, you know, with parrots, how long they live and how much of a commitment it is to have a parrot. And they make, you know, physical bonds with people. And then it's sad, you know, with people, you know, they get sick of it after a couple months or a year. And we get birds in, their feathers are all plucked out because they basically just lost their, they made that bond with you, and now you broke that bond. And so my wife, like I said, is she's real particular about who she adopts out to and making sure people understand. She's doing great. And like I said, the new location up in Newport Richey is doing very well. She's looking to even branch out into the St. Pete area eventually because there's such a call for it. You know, the pet industry is huge, you know, and there's nobody else doing what she does with the used supplies. And it's catching on like wildfire. So we're really excited about it. And but don't forget about me, little old Chase. We're gearing up for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes.
I got a lot of cool little Valentine. I got a whole new Tiffany collection that just came in.
Oh, nice.
I've got nice little, you know, diamond heart pendants and a lot of Valentine's related goodies. And then, of course, in the Brian Cash Claus coupon, you can always come in for your free watch battery. And I'm in my new location, which is just a block east of Belcher on 580 across from St. Michael's Church.
Yes. And let's see, what else is in that plaza? Lottie does in that plaza.
The yoga studio.
The yoga studio. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to find. It's right before you get to the thrift store if you were going on 580 towards Dunedin, right?
Yeah, down towards Dunedin, yeah, it's on your right hand side before Belcher, before the thrift store. And we have a huge marquee. It's one great thing about this plaza is the marquee out front is the largest marquee on 580. So
yeah, that's true.
It's very easy to see and very easy to get into. There's a big parking lot, two big entrances. So yeah, you can't miss it.
Yeah, the signage is very good there. I think it's because it's Clearwater. I hate to say that. Really, Dunedin's real strict
on the signage and how big and where they should be.
One of the reasons why I moved was exactly that.
So. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great location. So what else do you have going on there for Valentine's Day, Ben?
Well, like I said, you know, I'm always here for the, you know, repairs, watch batteries. We fix old watches. So, you know, if you have anything sentimental-wise that you want to have, you know, repaired for Valentine's Day, I do all that stuff as well. Whether it's, you know, getting that, you know, well, a lot of people don't realize I have the, you know, their rings for a long time and, you know, white gold or platinum rings and they don't realize what we can do is re-rhodium plate them, which needs to be done every once in a while. Your ring starts to look dingy and it gets scratched up and you can actually bring it in and, I re-rhodium plated, which is basically what was on there when you originally got the ring. And so the re-rhodium process is an electroplating process that, of course, we clean and polish the ring up and then re-rhodium plate it, and it looks brand new like the day you first got it.
Oh, see, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's on white gold and on platinum.
Yeah, I'm wearing a white gold ring right now, and it actually looks super dingy. I was like, why? It looks terrible, really, compared to my silver. Like, it does not look good. That is good to know.
On the bottom, where it wears a lot, you'll even start to see a little yellowing, the gold.
Yeah, that's exactly, seriously, I'm looking at it right now. That is exactly, that is 14 karat white gold, and that's exactly what's happening.
Right, because it's still gold. It's 14 karat, 58.5% gold, and the rest is metal. So when you have white gold, it's still 14 karat, like a 14 karat yellow gold ring would be. It's just the mixture of metals that they put in, so you got 58.5% gold. And so for white gold, they just mix in different metals like nickel or whatever to make it more of a white color. So, and then they put that rhodium plating over it. They do it with silver as well in many cases. And so, yeah, that rhodium over time starts to come off, and then you start noticing a little bit of that yellowing coming through. And so that's something that we do as well.
That's awesome. That's good to know.
And then, like I said, I've got a lot of cool stuff in for Valentine's Day. Like I said, that new Tiffany collection. Everybody loves Tiffany.
Oh,
I have a matching heart necklace and bracelet set. I've got a really cool a long necklace that has matching earrings. And I'm also doing a 25% off anything in the store for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
From now up until Valentine's Day. So, stop by and see me.
Awesome.
And get you something. You know, and I can't stress enough, you know, the mall prices compared to my prices.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, the same thing in my store is literally going to be half or even more than half for the same exact thing you're going to find over at the mall or one of these bigger places.
Oh, and totally true.
It all boils down to their rent is like $10,000 to $15,000 a month, and mine's mm-hmm. like $1,000, you know? So they have to charge you more, you know what I mean? So,
Someone once told me, like, if you go to, you know, chain jewelers, I'm not going to say any names, like in the mall. They once told me that their markup is 800%.
Wow.
I could see in some cases, yeah.
Some things maybe. But, I mean, their prices, I mean, because I go to Shea Jewelers all the time. So, right, like, his prices are amazing. Like, for the exact same thing. At the mall, it is, like, four times more.
2:33 in the afternoon on the Tantalk Radio Network. This is the Brian Cash Show. This hour every week is the Flamingo. And if you want to join in our conversation, if you're one of our many, many thousands of listeners out there and you want to join in, call us at 727-441-3000 in Pinellas. That's 727-441-3000 locally. If you're out there in the sound of our voice outside Pinellas, call toll-free at 866-826-1340. That's 866-826-1340. Our studio guest today, Ingrid, welcome back.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Bayshore Breeze Market. Fernando, thank you for catering the show today. And I believe we still have Ben on the line. You still there, Ben?
After all my
rattling?
Ben from Shea Jewelers. He and his wife also own LCB Used Pet Supply, which is located where, Ben?
1842 Main Street. It is located in the Norton Sports Bar Plaza, where the National Auto Center is there. There's a dry cleaner. So it's a big plaza right there.
If you're heading
east down down 580, it'll be on your right hand side before you get to like where the Wendy's and the Taco Bell and all that is.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of knows where the Norton's sports bar is.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, one of my clients is also in the front of there, which is National Auto / Advantage Tire, which is in the front, so it's behind there.
Yeah, she's right in that back corner there. There's also a Steps Dance Studio further back in there. She's right in there. She's got a nice big spot and lots of inventory. And like I said, the same kind of deal with her store there. You know, you come in, you're gonna get something that's, you know, gently used, but at a fraction of the price, obviously, that would be at like a PetSmart, you know, somewhere like that, you know, where, I mean, and I guarantee you the dog's not gonna tell the difference.
Mm-mm.
You know
what I mean? Oh my gosh, I tell you, those places are really expensive as well.
Mm-hmm.
I took Brian's daughter, she has a little dog. And she wanted to get him some outfits, okay? So we went to one of the chain places over in Largo. Wow. And their outfits cost more than a person's.
Yes.
We got two outfits. I mean, they were so adorable. One was a little raincoat with some little rain shoes. But when we walked out, we got a few toys, the outfits, and I think some dishes, you know, new dishes. I spent like $132.
Yes.
I was like, are you really serious right now? So the puppy can, you know, kick off her shoes.
But that's a big business.
Right.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, she does actually have a pretty cool selection of all those little outfits.
See, that's
like
awesome.
That. Obviously, she's not going to take in something that, you know, is so badly used that,
right.
You know what I mean? She, you know, picks and chooses, you know, what, you know, is, you know, some things you can't resell, obviously. But yeah, she's got a lot of those cute little outfits and doggy strollers.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, and pretty much anything you could think of, from fish, you know, tank supplies to reptile supplies to, you know, cat, you know, dog beds, and, you know, the whole nine yards. The store is just filled with stuff.
Seriously, that is so awesome, because I used to have a really big fish tank, but truthfully, I would get sick of the colors that I would, you know what I mean? I would spend so much money on these color rocks and all the little things that are cute to go in there. But see, that's awesome, because you can just take them over to LCB Pet Supply and trade them maybe for something, some other ones that are a different color. That's a great idea. That's seriously, that's a very good idea. And so do you have any pets over there right now that you need to have adopted out that you want to talk about?
Like I said, right now, I know she's got a few rabbits that, nice, you know, white rabbits and some guinea pigs that are looking for homes. And some, you know, bearded dragons and things like, you know, that we have, you know, some reptiles and fish and, you know, just, some parakeets, a couple lovebirds. There's always stuff kind of coming in and out. So I just was there this morning, so I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head what exactly we have right now. And there, with the both locations, there could be some more. What's really nice is you'd be able to go on Facebook and kind of see, because Ariel's really good about putting things up on the Facebook pages maybe someone that, you know, comes in. So if you go ahead and like LCB Pet Supply and Trading Company, the Newport Richey location and the Dunedin location, you can not only see animals that need to be adopted out, but also new supplies that come in, and things of that nature. You can message her on there if you have questions. She's really good about responding. So that's a great way to kind of look and see what we have and ask questions without having to make the trip if you're
That's awesome. Everybody's on Facebook now, so that's great.
Brian, I just have a question. This is Ingrid. If you are interested in a particular pet, could you like put in an order for, if one would come in, she would give you a call so you can come and pick it up or look, you know, is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, you were looking for, let's say, you know, a chinchilla or something like that, and it's kind of a rare thing, but yeah, you could, you know, you give us your name and number, and if something happened to come in, of course, like I said, my wife's, you know, real adamant about making sure that animal is healthy first, and that it, you know, is going to be okay to be rehomed first.
Right.
But yeah, sure, you know, you could.
Oh, that's awesome.
Give us information if you're looking for a particular something.
Well, I know, thinking of that, I have a friend who is looking for a feral cat, which I know a lot of people, they get them and they don't keep them
right.
Because sometimes they don't know how to handle them, you know, because they can have a little bit of wildness in them, and you really have to have structure, you know. So a lot of people, you know, they get them and they don't want to keep them. So I know she is looking for one of those right now.
Yeah, one thing that, you know, you have to be careful with that, too, is that cats can pick up a lot of different diseases, feline, leukemia, and AIDS. So they can pick up some pretty nasty things. And so, you know, the vet visits for something like that would be imperative.
For sure.
And, you know, there's one other thing that that we like to stress is that one thing that we don't do is breed animals. There are so many animals in shelters. I mean, we visited the one over in Tampa, the dog shelter over there. And, I mean, there's just rows and rows of beautiful dogs.
Super sad.
Homes. And so there's no way that we want to add to that by selling puppies or kitties.
And so
people
come
all the time asking, my wife's so tired of it. You guys have puppies and kitties? You know, we just don't do that. You know, if there a situation comes up where, you know, somebody bring, you know, has a dog or a cat that they're in a really desperate situation, we can a lot of times, you know, help them find a home for it, rehome it.
Well, see, that's awesome though, because I would rather like take, if the situation occurred where you did have to say get rid of your pet, I would rather do it that way than taking it to a shelter, only because what if they don't get adopted at the shelter?
Right.
So
and then
that's
they have
not a good alternative. Yes, and that's not a good alternative.
Stay.
So that would be, you know, that would be helpful for you to have that.
Hand, yeah, on the other hand, we with the cats and dogs specifically, you know, we can't take in a whole lot either because, you know, it would be, we'd be filled up. And,
right, you don't want to be a shelter.
So, you know, like I said, if it's a kind of a desperate situation, you know, we've been able to help in certain, you know, cases. But all the, you know, smaller animals and like I said, reptiles and birds and fish and things like that, you know, we can handle. But like I said, the breeding thing, like I said, it's something that we stress to people just to not do, you know.
For sure. There's too many animals out there that need adopted.
Yeah. So many, and so many beautiful animals in the shelters that, you know, and it's $20. You know, you can go right down to the, went over in Hillsborough County. And I mean, when I say there's rows and rows, and I thought we had seen it all, there was more rows and rows and rows of dogs. I mean,
that's so sad.
Shepherds and, you know, of course, a lot of pit bulls, but, you know, littler dogs, smaller dogs, and there's just...
I had a pit bull, which was one of my best dogs I ever had in my life. I mean, any animal, I believe, I'm sorry, people mistreat any animal, and they can be nasty. They just have a, you know, bad reputation for what people make them do. It's not the nature of the dog. My dog, he was so sweet. Like, seriously, I don't think he would have hurt a fly.
Sure. Yeah, they can be some of the best dogs, actually.
Oh, yeah. He was awesome. Yeah. He was smart. I would talk to him. I mean, seriously, my friends would just stand there, and they would be in it. Because I would just talk to him. He knew a lot of words, like a lot of them. I would be like, Jax, pick up your toys and put them in your bed so we can have dinner. And he would look at me, and he would go over, and he would pick up all his toys, and he would put them in the bed. Like, he was smart.
Yeah, they actually did studies recently on dogs and what they're actually hearing. And they found that they actually can pick up different inflections. So I don't know all the science behind it, but basically we know dogs can hear really well.
Right.
But what they found out is that they can actually hear and understand when your tone of your voice is a certain way, they can pick up on it.
Sure.
So like you know, when you're given different commands or you're talking with somebody, you know, they or giving commands to them. It was just a new discovery that they had found out. And so there's a lot of things that we don't know, you know, about animals still.
Yes.
Because, of course, they can't talk back to us.
That's true. But, that's true. But I think they're smart and they're just like a member of the family.
Absolutely. So, so yeah, we, you know, it's a fun place. To come check out, you know, if nothing else, to come
for
check
sure.
out what we got and, you know, kind of get acquainted with what we do. And you know, we started it by, because we loved animals and we had animals, but we'd always end up with, you know, all these different supplies.
Right.
That we didn't need anymore or we'd have to end up selling them on Craigslist or, you know, just donating them, you know, and so, my wife got sick of just hanging out at the jewelry store with me. You know, she said, "I'm going to do this, you know, pet thing." And
it's awesome.
Taking off from there, and now she's got two locations, and she actually looked all over the country for somebody that did something similar, and there was nobody.
And I believe that because you know my ex-husband, he was a huge animal person, and do you know how many times I lost so much money on just, I would give stuff away, whether it be we were moving or something, like especially the big, big fish tanks.
Yes.
He would have like, you know, 7, 8, 9 of them. Like he had this whole room that was built because he actually collected like a lot of different kinds of lizards and he would have a lot of different kinds of snakes actually.
Sure.
But, you know, he took very good care of them. But then there was a situation where we were moved and so we didn't have the space anymore. So, I mean, he literally interviewed like a million people, you know, and then ended up pretty much giving away a lot of the actual supplies because we didn't know what to do with them. We didn't have enough time to like really put them on Craigslist or anything. So that would have been great if LCB was around then.
Right. Yeah, because then, you know, you're at least you're getting something for them. And, you know, in some cases, because we also do the Repticons, which is a reptile show that they do all over the state of Tampa 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing one in Orlando on the 28th and 29th. We're in Sarasota for a day throughout the year. So we do all these Repticon shows and sometimes when, you know, Ariel will put out a post again on Facebook, liking the Facebook page thing is important too, because like I said, you can kind of see different updates and things that she's looking for. So like maybe she'll be looking for more reptile supplies and we'll actually pay cash in some situations for certain supplies.
Oh, awesome.
That she may be short on. So typically, like I said, she does give, you know, the store credit for mm-hmm. items. But like I said, in some cases, you have something that... you know, that she could use or need. There's exceptions to paying cash sometimes. So, like I said, liking the Facebook pages are a good idea to kind of stay in touch and kind of see what we get in.
That is great.
And we do accept donations. You know, we get a lot of times that people, you know, just say, here, you know, I have all this stuff that, you know, I'm not going to use anymore because they just don't need any further credit, you know, or whatever the case may be. And so they just kind of, you know, because they know we're helping the animals out by, you know, taking them in and having to feed them and water them and pay staff to take care of them. And so, you know, because a lot of times we're asking an adoption fee and it's, you know, $20, $30, $40 or whatever it is. I mean, that's. We're kind of almost backwards, depending on how long that animal stays in, because the food isn't cheap,
for sure.
Change their bedding, you know, every couple of days, the bedding isn't cheap. You know, of course, like I said, staff hours and of course, keeping the lights on and all that kind of thing. And so, so a lot of times, like I said, people understand that and will donate, you know, different supplies and stuff to us, which is appreciative.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a growing thing, and like I said, if you're in the Newport Richey area, right up there, 54 and Seven Springs, it's actually the Seven Springs Plaza. There's an Italian restaurant, I believe, that's popular there called Rossi.
Rossi Italian restaurant. I know where that is, sure.
We're right there next to the, there's a pharmacy and a dental office and a big dance studio right on the corner. But,
yeah,
and there's a McDonald's right in there.
Yeah, that's a good plaza. Awesome.
Yeah, so we've been there now, say 4 months now, 3.5, 4 months.
Oh, great.
And, so Adrian is our girl up there, and she's a real sweetheart, so you can go up and see her there. And we got a lot of supplies and different stuff there, too. So, and we also always have feeders in. People that have, you know, bearded dragons or chameleons,
right.
Things that need crickets or mealworms. We carry all those. Our crickets are actually 20 for a dollar, which is the cheapest around. You can always come by and get your feeders that you need. We actually will dust them for you too, which just means that, you know, a lot of animals need calcium. And so we'll actually put the calcium on the crickets for you so that you don't have to do it.
That is great. Well, thank you so much, Ben.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you. We love it. And that's, again, that's Ben from Shea Jewelers. And what's your address there?
I'm 2250 State Road 580. And that's Shea Jewelers. And then, and like I said, it's just a block east of Belcher, across the street from the big St. Michael's Church. And then the pet store is 1842 Main Street, and that's Dunedin, and they're in the Norton Sports Bar Plaza, like you said, right there where the National Auto Center is,
right
across from the Advanced Auto Parts, I believe.
Okay, and what's your address up in Port Richey?
The Port Richey address You know, you got me on that one.
Well, just go on Facebook and find LCB Pet Supply, right? Mm-hmm. And yes, you guys will have your addresses for the Port Richey store, which is right on Seven Springs Boulevard in the plaza with the McDonald's, because I know where that is.
54 and Seven Springs right on the corner there, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Ben, and you have a wonderful day.
You too, guys. Thanks again for having me on.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, everyone. So let's talk to Ingrid for 1 second. Or does Scott have something to tell us?
You're on the Tan Talk Radio Network. And if you're listening and you want to join in the conversation at the Brian Cash Show, call us locally in Pinellas at 727-441-3000. That's Pinellas 441-3000. Or toll free outside the area at 866-826-1340, and join us on the Flamingo.
All right. We're just renaming everything today.
Yep. The Flamingo.
Well, we're here in the studio with Ingrid, who is one of my most awesome clients and friend, I should say. But she is with Document Pros. So let's talk a little bit about what we can get done at Document Pros. And this is an awesome deal, guys. Like, I have been pricing this around, and she is hundreds of dollars cheaper. Not just a little bit, it's a lot.
Oh yeah, we are the Document Pros, and what we do is help you fill any document that you have. Let's say you have a bankruptcy to do, that is a lot of work just to get everything situated, filled out, and you know, get you to do the classes that you need to take to be able to qualify for the bankruptcy and have the package done, and we will send it to you. You can just give us a call over the phone,
right?
And we can remotely do this. And you send you the package. We make the they have the service agreement that you would sign. You send the package over. You fill out the information, get it back to us, and we will put it in the package.
Yes.
Whatever county or whatever, if it's Orange County, if it's Duval County, if it's but we also even do other states.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you help me do other states?
Can you help me set up my charitable foundation?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we can help you set up the charitable foundation. Mm-hmm. We do small claims. We do quick claim deeds. We do divorce petitions. We do wills. We even do child custody supports, and also for modification of child custody. That is a whole. You have to get all the paperwork in form, make sure that the judge signed off on it and stuff like that. We do name change. When you're doing a name change, we remind you, we make sure that you get your electronic fingerprints.
Right.
And we give you all the steps. And then we do the paperwork for you. So you know these are the preliminary steps that you have to take, because you can do the paperwork and send it in. And if you don't know the preliminary steps, they will send it back
right.
to you. And most of the times you would lose the fee that you used to file it.
Wow.
Yes.
Sometimes
it's much better to hire a professional.
You have to refile.
And guys, seriously, their prices are just, you can't beat it. And might as well have somebody who knows what they're doing to fill out, because there's a million papers.
Yes.
I mean, so really, and if you don't do things properly, then it's not, you have to do it all over again.
Right.
So why not just pay the small fee to have someone do it for you?
Right.
And it's less headache.
And if you need any of that, you can call the Document Pros at 727-354.
No, 954.
I mean, 954. Let me try that again. 727-954-3450. That's 727-954-3450. They're located at 6465 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. The Document Pros.
Okay.
And also, I'm sorry to interrupt.
One other thing I need to say is about our will packages.
Yes.
And this is something that we encourage people to get. People with couples with young families, single people, older people, to get a will package. And the reason for that is that things happen that is sudden sometimes, and you would want to know where your assets are, where your who is going to inherit, who is going to take your kids,
yes,
who is going to take your pets. We were just talking about pets. A lot of people are heartbroken, and they would want to know that their pets go to somebody or in a place as opposed to a shelter.
I mean, you know, some people, they don't like to think about it, and especially young people. They think, oh, I'm going to live forever.
Yes.
But, I mean, actually, we are actually in the process of going through it still. someone that I know very, very well. She passed, actually, it was a year ago now, on New Year's Eve, and she has 6 children. Right now, so this is a year later, you know, like the aftermath of what has happened, because, of course, she was not prepared. No one thought that this was going to happen. And so, honestly, it is not, I'm sure, how she would have wanted it at all. All of her children have been separated. They are all living with different family members right now. And it's not even like a steady situation. It's like, oh, I want to go over in here and stay with Aunt so-and-so. And because it's a large family. So, and then there's other people as well that were involved in the family that are very close family friends that I want the kids too. So basically, they have no stability right now. And it is so sad. Because these are children that this is the exact time of their lives. They need to be stable. You know, we're talking about from 11 years old to 18 years old, all of them. Wow. So they are, you know, plus they just lost their mother, you know. And especially like my heart, he's a little boy, he's 11. He's having such a difficult time. But I know this is not how his mother would have wanted
things. But it's definitely
not at all.
And this is one plan that we have to make.
Yes.
And we don't do it because, as Tammy says, sometimes we're 49. I lost my brother at 49 years old, strong, healthy young man. And he just had a massive heart attack.
Well, she was only 37.
Seven, right.
So it's not something you expect.
You don't expect it. You absolutely don't expect it.
Yes.
Right. And if you're not prepared for it, then it happens, and then you're not in control.
And I just want to say this as well. Okay, now, like I said, the pricing is awesome.
Phenomenal.
And you guys are so helpful. You are good, honest.
Yes.
And with people with integrity. Somebody exactly who you would want to take care of, you know, your wishes. Mm-hmm. Because you are going to do exactly what someone asked of you.
Okay, right.
But not only that, this price is $300 right here.
Yes.
On the way here today, I was coming from a different area. I saw a sign. The guy had it in front of his office, and he guess how much his package was for exactly the same thing?
Probably $800.
It was $900.
Wow.
So that is a very good price. Very good price. Yeah. All right, guys. Well,
we want to thank Ingrid Graves for coming in today from the Document Pros. The Document Pros in St. Petersburg, 727-954-3450. Give them a call for all of your legal needs, 727-954-3450 at 6465 Central Avenue. We'll see you again this time next week on The Brian Cash Show.
And thank you, Ben and Fernando from Bayshore Breeze.
Yeah. And you know, the Document Pros is a non-lawyer business.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM
106.1 A day of firsts. I'm Michael Toscano. President-elect Donald Trump had his first ride on one of the jets used as Air Force One today, flying from New York into Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington this afternoon. The arrival put our correspondent Dana Bash in a reflective mood.
To fly in to Joint Base Andrews on that plane and get out with that carpet and to get into that car, knowing where you're going. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. And even if you're Donald Trump, you've got to be taking it in and saying, wow, this is happening. I am now here on the ground, heading to be the 45th president of the United States.
Mr. Trump first headed to his new hotel for a luncheon with supporters, where he hinted that he's naming New York Jets owner Woody Johnson to be ambassador to Great Britain. Mr. Trump is now about to lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. The Republican National Committee today selected little-known Ronna Romney McDaniel of Michigan to serve as the RNC chairman. I'm Michael Toscano. A day of lasts for Barack Obama as he spends his final full day as president. No public events planned for what's supposed to be a day of packing, but he's still commander-in-chief, ordering one last mission against ISIS last night. Barbara Starr is at the Pentagon.
U.S. B-2 bombers striking in southern Libya overnight against some ISIS camps in the desert that the U.S. had been watching for several weeks. Fighters fleeing from the coastal city of Sirte south into the desert.
Over 80 ISIS fighters killed, and Defense Secretary Ash Carter said some were involved in planning attacks in Europe. The Oakland Raiders a step closer to moving. Here's John Stolness.
The paperwork filed by the franchise is the first formal step in a process that would result in the team changing locations. 24 of 32 owners still need to approve the deal before the Raiders can move to Sin City. The Raiders have been unhappy with their home stadium in Oakland, and Nevada officials have promised to build a 65,000-seat domed stadium that'll cost about $1.9 billion.
I'm Michael Toscano.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
And arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Hi, this is Paul Molloy, host of Freedom Works, The Paul Molloy Show. Heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Please join us and our guests as we focus a libertarian spotlight on what's happening in our politics and culture. If you thought our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence really did stand for individual freedom, then you'll be coming to the right place. Again, that's Freedom Works, The Paul Molloy Show, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Have you ever had the desire to do something adventurous, exciting, fun, delicious, or suspicious, and don't know why or when it hit you? Well, now